Hello, 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 world. This is your host, Talia the Mogul, for the Talia the Mogul podcast. Today is Monday, Motivation Monday, and I really just want to jump right into this one, right? So a lot of people I hear say, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to do whatever because we're all going to die eventually. Granted, yes, we all do have our day coming, but here's the thing. Why not focus on being the best you can while you're still alive? See, we focus so much on, well, one day we're going to die, one day we're going to die. How about if we focused on living as long as possible in as much of a healthy state as possible while we're still here, though? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to die one day, but right now you're still alive, so what are you doing? Okay? We all have the same 24 hours to make our dreams a reality, but at the end of the day, it's all up to you what you decide to do within those 24 hours. A lot of people like to give themselves all kinds of hell, you know, all my life, I hate my life, I hate this, I hate that. Usually those are the people that like to blame other people. Or, why are you vegan or why are you vegetarian? You don't eat meat? Oh my God. Let folks live the way they want to live. If they eat meat, great. If they don't eat meat, great. They're doing whatever they want to do right now while they're still alive to feel as good as possible. Okay? So you can be the healthiest vegan in the world, jog across the street and get hit by a car, and boom, you're done. Didn't matter how healthy you were, you got hit by a car and you're gone. Death is inevitable, right? Or you can eat all the junk food in the world, you can smoke and drink your life away and still live to be 108 years old. Okay, it happens. It happens. People live the way they want to live, however they want to live, right? And they do what makes them happy. But here's the thing. No matter what happiness looks like to you, make that your priority in life. Whatever it is, okay? Again, yes, one day we're all going to die. We can't get away from that. We can't avoid it. We can't escape it. But how about we focus on feeling as alive as possible in this moment? While you're still alive, don't you want to feel your best? Whatever that means to you. Okay? And I know it sounds bad, but hey, if you like to watch porn and if that's your thing, go for it. Now, if it's destroying people that you love and care about, like your marriage, your wife, your family, I would get a little bit of help. Okay? But my point is, in general, right? Do whatever makes you happy. If eating a bunch of corn dogs or chili dogs or, onion rings with melted cheese on top, if that works for you, do it. Now, it's not the healthiest thing in the world, obviously. But I'm assuming you're not doing it because it's healthy. You're doing it because it tastes good and you enjoy it. Do more of what you enjoy. Because of that, you will have fulfilled all the days of your life doing what made you happy. That way, at least you don't die saying, hey, I regret this, I regret that. I regret the fact that I listened to my family and they wanted me to go in one direction, but my heart always told me to go in this direction. But because I love my family, I want to make this happy. I don't want them to be disappointed, so I'm going to do what they want me to do. You know what that's called? Simply existing. That's not even living. That's existing. And it's really sad. Studies show that when people die and pass away, right before they pass away, they're laying on their deathbed and they have more regrets than accomplishments in their lives. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be one of those people. So if I'm presented with an opportunity that I feel aligns with my soul purpose while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna go for it. If I come across a song that somebody wants me to hop on with them, and I like the song, I'm gonna jump on it with them. If there's a certain person that I want to take out on a date, I'm gonna approach them and I'm gonna ask them out. If there are a certain group of people that I really wanna network with in order to grow and expand my business because I love what they're doing, I'm gonna go ahead and talk to them. We're going to exchange information. We're going to set up some meetings. We're going to see how we can collaborate. Because all I have is right now. The past is gone and the future isn't here yet. All we have is right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. I didn't want to make this too long, but this is something that was just on my mind, and I wanted to share this message with you guys from my spirit. Please feel free to check out my blogging website, which I haven't been on in a while. I really need to get back active on there, which I will. I promise. TayaTheCEO.com. And then also check out my talent agency website. I'm not currently accepting any new clients through my agency at the moment, but please go ahead and put in your information. Keep up with our updates. Pretty soon, I would say around this summer, I will start accepting new clients again. Right now, we've just been so busy getting the talent that we do have up and running. And we don't want to disperse our energy in too many different directions at the moment because things are looking so great. So go ahead and check out the agency website, though. ColemanAllStars.com. And give me some feedback, you know what I mean? Let me know what you think. To all my talent out there, if I have any actors, models, or musicians that are interested in joining, go ahead and shoot me an email, ColemanCasting@gmail.com. That's ColemanCasting at gmail.com. Let me know what it is that you like, what you dislike, what you're looking for, what your goals are, and we will definitely get back to you and reach out. To all those who have submitted to the Just Press Play film auditions, thank you so much for your inquiries. We will be getting back to you as soon as we go through all the submissions and we see what's what. We do still accept submissions at the moment up until April 30th, I believe, is the deadline. So we're going to still take submissions. Go ahead and submit those. You can also submit your inquiries and questions for that, ColemanCasting@gmail.com. We have a ton more on the way for you guys, a lot more content. There's just been a break in a lot of the consistent content I was posting at the beginning of this year, just because I've been so busy planning other things and making sure other things are in place so that we can get a few things up and running behind the scenes. But thank y'all so much for your support. I really do appreciate it. Follow me on Instagram at Talia the Mogul. You can also follow me my agency IG, which is at Coleman All Stars. Thank you all again so much for listening, for tuning in to the Talia the Mogul podcast. This is your host, Talia the Mogul. Talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.